But thanks for coming in. Anyway, let's cue it up. CITR 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver. Coming up next, we have Asian Wave. And to play us out, we've got Zool Particles from Actress.
Now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What up, everyone? It is a rather cloudy day outside, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have to be good. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver. I'm Steve Zhang, your host. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. It's the home stretch here at UBC right now. It's crunch time for a lot of people. And I do want to apologize for something, though. I am a little sick, so you'll forgive me if I'm not as chipper as I usually am. I'll try to do this the best I can, but if you notice a change in my voice, I am struggling with a bit of a cold as well, just as John was before me, but that's not going to stop me from bringing you music today, so I'm going to start this off nice and cool with Korean boy band B2B from Cube Entertainment with one of the best Korean pop songs of 2012. The song is called Wow off their 2012 EP Press Play, and the special thing about this song is that it's an ode to New Jack Swing. And New Jack Swing, of course, is a fusion genre from the United States that was spearheaded by Teddy Riley and Bernard Bell. It combined kind of the production techniques and the style of instrumentation of hip-hop music with influence from dance pop and fused it with contemporary R&B. And in essence, a New Jack Swing song usually has a more hip-hop beat created by drum machines and samplers with lyrics sung in the contemporary R&B style. It's interesting to see this, as for the past few years, Teddy Riley has begun doing production work for Korean artists, including EXO and Girls' Generation. So there's this great, I guess, kind of, you could say, cross-cultural exchange that's going on here. And, you know, this song really does the genre of New Jack Swing justice. The polished vocals, the dynamic and harder instrumental, easily one of the best songs from a male group in Korea in a very, very long time. And personally, for myself, I love R&B. I'm a fan of Teddy Riley, his work, and the songs he did back in the day of Blackstreet, all that good stuff, late 90s, early 2000s. And you know, it's good to see that there are people who can appreciate a landmark achievement in the world of hip-hop, of just music in general, where two once highly separate, very separate genres, hip-hop and R&B, just never crossed over. And then they came together in this harmonious moment, and they created a love child known as New Jack Swing. So let's check it out. B2B, Wow. Again, need to be chased again, need to be got your sweat. Everybody come, need to be back again, need to be chased again, need to be got your sweat.
Shoot it, shoot it.
B2B with WoW, a bit of a throwback to the days of high top fades and parachute pants, doing justice to, honestly, one of the biggest deals in music history, love it or hate it. B2B has some pretty solid music. You can go and check out their other releases. And a funny thing is that, recall earlier how I mentioned that Teddy Riley, the man who was essentially responsible for the creation of New Jack Swing, is now doing production work in the K-pop industry. And a lot of people are telling him, not very friendly ways to get out of K-pop and go back to the music that he was doing before. Not the greatest, but, everybody has aspirations, and if Teddy Riley wants to produce K-pop, who are we to stop him? Moving on, though, up next we have the very talented Jem. This week, another well-delivered performance from the Hong Kong pop princess. The song is called Palmu, which means bubbles in Mandarin, and it's from her 2012 album Exposed. And the lyrics of the song is that if you just imagine a bubble, and as a metaphor for love, bubbles is trying to say that, oh, it's like it's very fragile, but it's also transparent. There, it's so many, it's like fireworks almost. It's blooming, it's beautiful, but it's transparent and it's fragile. And she uses that actually to apply to a relationship, and by saying that, oh, the reason I was hurt is that it's actually my own fault because, you know, love is like a bubble and I just couldn't see all the faults and I just couldn't see what was wrong, and as a result I got hurt. So it's another great track from Jem. It starts a little softer, then it slowly gathers strength. She's another singer who moves from low to high notes incredibly well, and it sounds so effortless too. It's clear why she's a highly regarded singer and officially the new pop princess, the new diva of Hong Kong pop. Let's check it out. Jem, Bubbles, coming up next.
你所有承诺。 下的泡沫，一触就破，当初炽热的心早已沉默，说什么你爱我，如果骗我，我宁愿你沉默。
Gem Bubbles once again showing off how much of a better singer she is than the rest of us. Nah, I'm joking about that one. She's become one of the most in-demand young stars in Hong Kong, and recently tickets for her shows have been selling for really, really high prices for a local artist, I was told. And as mentioned last week, congratulations to her for having her wax figure made for the Madame Tussauds. Actually, is it Tussauds or is it Tussauds? I'm not too sure. Anyway, if anybody knows, please do tell me. The Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Hong Kong, and she's achieved all of this at 23. So props to her for her work ethic and achieving all this. And, you know, a lot of people wish they had this, but, you know, life is not always fair. So coming up next, the new godfather of Chinese rock music, Wang Feng. The song by him today is called Xiang Meng Yang Ziyou, which means free like a dream. It's a very uplifting song. It's all about, just being brave, living free, having the freedom to search for direction in life, having the courage to move forward, and maintaining a no-fear attitude. This song, it was released as a single back in 2011, and it's consistent with his other works, all aiming to inspire the listeners, to remind his listeners to never be afraid of any consequences, to always have the inner strength to go forward, to strive for what they want, and for them to realize that nothing good in life ever comes easy. It's always, always, always the hard way that you should do things. So, you know, Mandopop is generally more ballad heavy. It's more associated with ballads as well. So it's interesting to hear this other side of Chinese music, of Mandopop, because, you know, Wang Feng is a very, very popular musician, and he did it all himself. You know, let's listen to that right now. Some Chinese rock music that's coming up next. Wang Feng, Free Like a Dream.
去自由的路，你是否还会陪着我？我最思念的亲人啊，当我已经告别昨日，是想去未来的路，我要像梦
Is the main event. In the last weekend of games before the winter break, CITR Sports brings you a full slate of UBC varsity athletics. Starting on Friday, November 29th, the UBC women's hockey team returns to campus to take on a Calgary Dinos team led by hockey legend Haley Wickenheiser. After two losses last week, the T-Birds look to rebound and move up the standings before the holiday break. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. On Saturday, November 30th, the men's and women's basketball teams are on the hardwood for matchups against the Saskatchewan Huskies. One of the top teams in the country, the women's team tips off at 5 p.m. while the men's team look to turn around their season in their game at 7. Both games can be heard on CITR 101.9 FM. You gotta love sports.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was Wang Feng with Free Like a Dream, a little something to get you all motivated, you know, because it's a time where everyone's going to be really busy, everyone's going to be stressed, but always remember that hard work will pay off. And as Wang Feng himself would say, that's especially the truth because he went from being an unknown musician to the new icon of Chinese rock music, all through doing music on his own and the music that he liked. So, you know, take that as a bit of a lesson, if you will. And we're going to move on to the next track. The next song I have is by girl group Spica. The song's called Ghost, which is a special digital single released earlier this month. It's a ballad track which was produced in such a way that it really brings out their vocals. The song's production actually reminds me a lot of Mandopop because the main driving force of the song, the main melody, is done by a piano, and it's complemented by a fairly simple drum beat with other instrumentals added on top of that, layered on top, like guitars, even a bit of orchestral sound as well. And it starts a little softer, and then it gradually goes into this high point, adding instruments as it goes. And, you know, I recognize that when it comes to ballads, they're not for everyone, but I happen to really like songs of this style because, you know, I listen to a lot of Chinese pop as well. So let's check it out, though. There aren't many groups with members that all have amazing vocal prowess. So Spica, Ghost, coming up next, and after, it is our Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based rapper J-Rise with a song off his latest mixtape.
하나도 다 벗어났음 좋겠어. 그만큼 아팠으면 됐잖아. 대체 언제까지 이럴래. 왜 난 아직도 더 잡고 서 있니. 난 어떡하면 좋니. 난 어떻게 해야 좋니. Yeah, yeah. 영화에서 조사해서 잘도 있던데. 네가 느껴지니 왜 몸이 떨려오고 여태 참고 참았던 눈물이 흘러 그렇게 흘러지 마 다가오지 마
chandelier, ho. Can't get the best of me. Nah, you ain't stressing me. Having deja vu, they all see success in me. Damn, I might have figured out the recipe. Kept it real, so the real people got respect for me. Nah, 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 it's not an understatement. My confidence up, feeling like the fucking greatest. What did I do to make it this far? Looking back at the past, I was coolest. Now I put a lot of thought to my present, not a gift card. Doing what I gotta for my future, keep it moving. Yeah, I do it, and I ain't gotta prove it. The only thing that matters to me is I'm improving. Yeah, yeah, I do it, ain't no time to be losing. If I'm the one to make it, shit, the whole team's included. Yeah, yeah, I do it.
I'ma live like I only got a day to live, day to live. Give it my own, I'ma get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in.
Club, the whole team round me. Look for the lights and the bottles, that's where you'll find me. Broke up with a man, shawty wanna rebound me. We in the backseat, riding around these H-Town streets. And he swaying to the left, change lanes to the right. She wanna stay for the night, make a change to her life. One look in your eyes and I'll see what you're up to. Don't look so surprised when I tell you to come through. Shout out to the West Side girls with them fake titties. Never have to buy a drink cause her face pretty. Another world full of hoes, bottlers and shot collars. Party bitches with sugar daddies who got dollars. Hustlers will be celebrating the hard working. The new generation hoes be practicing twerking. Shit, I'm just trying to get it by any means. I'm building for longevity, chasing after my dreams.
I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Give it my all, I'ma get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in.
Spica with Ghost, their newest digital single, and J-Rise right after that with the song Feelin' Like off his newest mixtape In Timely Fashion. And, you know, it was released back in August. It's just a nice feel-good song reminding us all to live how we want to live doing what is right for us, enjoying every moment. And you can find his mixtape on the internet, and of course all his music videos on his official YouTube channel, as well as remixes. His name is spelled J-R-E-Y-E-Z. So now is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest news, some of the latest stories that have been making headlines in the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. And the first story that I have for you is regarding Jem, who we played earlier, actually. And veteran Hong Kong singer Alan Tam has made some comments on Jem's supposed attitude. So for the last little bit, controversy has rocked Jem's career since she shot to fame in mainland China through the competition, the singing competition show I Am a Singer Season 2. And Jem is now facing criticism for her alleged diva behavior. Tabloids insisted that fame has gotten into her head and that the 23-year-old singer was blasted for being arrogant and disrespectful to media. And one criticism in particular was her really expensive concert tickets. Jem's XXX Live World Tour, which will be held from January 14th to 17th at the Hong Kong Coliseum, broke records for being one of the most expensive concerts held by a local artist. And VIP tickets reached as much as 1,880 Hong Kong dollars per ticket, and which, you know, it's charged, and that's apparently charging more than some concerts headlined by these big international artists. And during a recent press conference, traditional print media outlets asked to interview Jem separately from digital media sources, and Jem's manager, Cheng Tan, claimed that Jem is now an international singer and she will only conduct one round of interviews. Cheng said, "If there is a lack of cooperation, today's press conference will be canceled." When the offended reporters were ready to leave on the spot, Cheng quickly changed his tune and said that Jem would be willing to conduct separate interview sessions. And apparently, his own arrogant attitude and rude treatment towards the media reflected poorly on the singer, who was supposedly criticized for acting like a diva. However, Jem explained that she was only a performing artist and that she was unaware of administrative matters and said, "I hope there is mutual tolerance and understanding among everyone." She explained that there have been new staff additions to her team recently and she will need time to, I guess, generate greater synergy. And Alan Tam has, as I said earlier, has made some comment remarks about her. At a press conference for the upcoming Chinese Gold Songs Award, Alan Tam was asked for his thoughts on Jem's recent behavior and lack of respect for the media. Alan replied, "Wasn't it just a misunderstanding? She is a very, very good singer, but in regards to her social skills, she still has a long way to go." The 64-year-old singer expressed that interpersonal relationships are difficult to manage and manage well, and urged everyone to give Jem an opportunity to grow and learn. He said, "Her agency also needs to learn how to be more flexible. Just because you handle things a certain way at a certain place doesn't mean the same methods can be applied here. Honestly, when it comes to the entertainment industry, it's all about making people happy. If you make them happy, they will remember you." So wiser words have never been spoken. The entertainment industry is finicky like that. But hopefully all of this is just a misunderstanding. And, you know, we're all eager to see what Jem will bring in the future in terms of her music. Moving on over to Korea, though, a very interesting piece of news has come to my attention. Now, back in August, around the end of the month of August, the Korean girl group EXID released a song called "We Are," which means up and down. And it was released with the music video, but one interesting thing about the music, about the song, is that the song itself didn't actually chart on any of the major, I guess you could say, it didn't really rank on any of the major charts in Korea. But as of last week, on November 21st, "We Are" suddenly went back onto the real-time charts, and it started at number 28. And as of November 21st, it had actually shot up to number 20. And if I'm not mistaken, within the past couple of days, the song has actually breached the top 10 on the real-time charts in South Korea. Now, there is interesting, I guess you could say, theories about this, because the song didn't even chart when it was first released. So what could have caused this? And it's interesting because recently a fan cam, which is simply a video taken by a fan of a particular member of a group, specifically focusing on that member. So a fan cam was taken of EXID member Hani, and they were performing "We Are" last month in October. And that has gained a lot of attention. And when I say a lot of attention, I mean over a million views as of a few days ago. So that's always a thing. She, you know, I guess it does help that Hani is a very, very attractive woman, and, you know, beautiful ladies will always generate attention for anything. So if that is the case, well, you know, you take what you can get. And as a result of this, because of the sudden rise in attention, EXID actually held a guerrilla concert to thank both their old and new fans. So, you know, in the end, wishing much more success for EXID. You know, this is something that's a little interesting. This is the first time I've actually... it isn't the first time. Stuff like this in the entertainment industry, you know, it happens a lot. You know, a song may not be popular at first, but maybe the song is covered by someone else, then it becomes popular. Or for whatever unknown reason, a song is not popular at release, but then it becomes popular later on. Regardless, moving on to a piece of news that's a little bit of in-between news, if you will. The former member of EXO, Luhan, is back in the entertainment industry. And very recently, he was named the most valuable male star in China. The Chinese idol received the most valuable male star award at the 2014 Baidu Moments Conference, held by China's largest portal site, Baidu, in Beijing last Thursday. So Luhan's appearance at the event attracted the media spotlight in China, as it was his second official event since he filed a lawsuit against SM Entertainment to terminate his contract. Earlier, Luhan also... appeared at the promotional event for his upcoming film, Back to 20, less than a month after he waged the legal battle. As Luhan accepted the award, he said, "It is thanks to all my fans that I can stand here today. The most valuable female star award went to Chinese actress Li Bingbing." And his new movie, a Chinese rom-com called Back to 20, a remake of the Korean film Miss Granny, will be released on January 15th of next year. So, just like Chris, it seems like everything's been looking up for them since they left the agency. You know, in the end, as a fan, you can only respect their decision to do what they did and wish them all the more success in the future. So congratulations, Luhan. It seems like things are going well, and wishing you all the more success in the future. So that's going to do it for this week's news segment. Tune back in next week where we'll cover some more headlines and some more stories. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. For CITR 101.9 FM at UBC in Vancouver. Stick around.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and now it is time for some more music. The next song I have for you is from Korean R&B singer Crush. The song is called Give It To Me from his first studio album released back in June called Crush On You. Now, this track, is a bit of a sexy song, if you will. This is a little something that you could potentially add to your baby-making playlist, if you know what I mean, haha. And it's got a really simple, slow beat, sets the mood right, and it features Jay Park on the second verse and Simon Dominic, who does the rap. To give you an idea of just how sexy this song can get, I'm actually going to read you a portion of the lyrics right now. I'm going to read you some of the lyrics of this song, and they are translated quite literally into, "Welcome to my bed, baby. Welcome me in between your legs, baby. Tonight I'll be your teacher, baby." So that just, this is one of those songs, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, this song actually got banned in Korea. Crush wasn't allowed to perform this on any of the major music shows, on any of the major networks. It wasn't allowed on radio. It wasn't allowed to be played anywhere where minors may hear them. But here at CITR 101.9 FM, we don't really think of things like that. You know, if a song's good, why not just play it? So let's check it out. Crush, Give It To Me, featuring Jay Park and Simon Dominic, coming up next.
살결이 맞았지 네 남자는 이제 와 잠시 후 baby 거짓말은 나 봐라 술 다스려 돌릴래 옷을 벗고 시작해 네 몸을 녹일래 Take it slow Give it to me
Go. 내 침대 온 걸 환영해 baby 네 다리 사이로 환영해줘 baby 오늘 밤은 나는 너의 선생님 baby 간단하게 수학으로 시작해 baby 첫 번째로 네 옷을 빼고 두 번째로 매끈한 다리를 두 개로 나누고 나도 하기 너는 뜨거운 밤 섹시한 밤 진론도 밤에 적셔버린 채 온통 바다가 내 몸을 내던져 이성을 잃어가지 점점 세게 가는 걸 원해 I wanna hear you say
I 오늘 밤을 기대해도 돼 I can't control you 며칠 전 우리의 침과 땀으로 범벅된 입으로 아직까지 건조 중 넌 나의 Nutella 내 스틱은 네 거야 지금 우리 최고의 fondue Let's make every tonight baby 어제 우린 soft touch 흔한 mellow shit 낮에 내가 네 사정 다 봐줬지 그러니 지금은 혼나도 싸 그럴 정신 없겠지만 이번에 네가 내 사정을 한번 받아줘봐 아침 일찍 일하러 가야 되는 너로 난 또 억지로 벗겨놔 한 번으로 끝낼 맘은 없거라 I'm true player So fuck a lot.
Give it to me.
That was Crush with Jay Park and Simon Dominic. Give it to me, a little something for when you're with your girl and you feel like doing a little something, you know? Yeah, you know what I mean. Crush is definitely one of the most promising young artists active in Korea right now. He's been active in writing and producing tracks for other artists, and it's good to see that he's, you know, finally getting a chance to show his own color through his own music and kind of stand on his own two feet and prove that he is as good an artist as anybody else. Anyway, next up, I have a song by China's premier diva, Chinese pop's premier diva, Fei Wang, also known as Wang Fei. I say she is the premier diva of Chinese pop because she is the diva of all divas. She is the inspiration for many of the female singers in the Chinese music industry, inspiring both mandopop and cantopop artists as she is highly regarded in both industries. You know, Fish Liang and, you know, just about any other songstress that you can think of loves Fei. And though from 1994 onwards, she focused more on singing in Mandarin rather than in Cantonese, she's had and still is having a very long and prolific career with many songs becoming huge hits and still covered by younger singers and hopefuls on singing competition shows. In 2000, she was named by Guinness World Records as the best-selling cantopop female artist, and however, she has not released a new album since 2003, which was when she retreated from the limelight in order to raise her children. The song I have from her today was released way back, way, way, way back in 1998. The song is called Hongdou, which means red bean, and in this song, the red bean has a symbolic meaning for reminiscing, longing. It's a very melancholy song. Faye expresses the meaning of red bean by singing about how she hasn't got to the point in a relationship in love where it's both parties who are kind of, I guess you could say, both parties who are feeling the longing and missing each other, and how she wishes that sometimes they don't want to, let go, that they just want to stay together. Again, it's a very sad song with a very interesting metaphor. I'd never thought of red beans in that sort of way before. This is one of her most famous songs, a real classic. So let's check it out. Faye Wong, Wang Fei, Red Bean, coming up.
Thank you.
That was Fei Wong with Red Bean, a real timeless Mandopop song. She has many more songs like this, and if you want to see something a little more recent, she made a return to the industry in 2010 at the Lunar New Year Gala, where she sang a song called Legend. She doesn't have any, real new material that's her own, but her songs withstand the test of time, and you can check those out as well. Moving on to our next track, YG girl group 2NE1, the song I'm going to play has quite recently, I found out, been heard on some North American airwaves. It is their iconic song, I Am the Best. I am playing this today as it is the last week of term here at UBC, so it's crunch time for many people, not just students. So this is to act as inspiration for everyone, not just students. And when you hear the song, all through the song and at the chorus, there is a chanting of 내가 제일 잘 나가, which translated, it just means the title of the song, I Am the Best. I know there are times when things are tough, things just don't seem to go the way we want them to. And it's a time where we all need to say to ourselves, I am the best. It's really quite self-explanatory. It's in the good old 21 style, very energetic, very in your face. That's coming up next, 21, I Am the Best. With I Am the Best. I mentioned earlier that this song was played On the radio here in North America, at least it was in the, down in the States. I'm not too sure about here. It was also used in a commercial for a new Microsoft computer, so congratulations on all the success. They have done something many Korean artists want to do but can't seem to be able to do. Also, member CL is going to be making an American debut sometime in the future, and she actually performed with famous DJ Diplo a little while ago at an event. I can't remember which one, but so keep an eye out for that. For the last track of the day, it's a fairly special track. It's the first song that Chris from EXO recorded after leaving the group. It's part of the OST for the Chinese movie Tiny Times 3, and he performed under his Chinese name, Wu Yifan, the song is called Shijian Zhuyu, which translates to Time Boils the Rain, and it's also called Time Hushes All Memories for the sake of the movie. It's a ballad song that was performed and produced very well, and Chris actually sings the song quite well too, which is surprising because he was the rapper in EXO, and this song set records in China in terms of downloads and how quickly it shot up the charts. And it's good thing to see that things are working out for him, that he's finding success when people thought that, oh, now that you've left EXO, you're going to fail. Anyway, that's it for this week's show. I'm going to leave you with that. Don't forget, if you have a request, send it to me to the email address asianwave101@gmail.com. And if you also have any thoughts on this week's news and you want to get a discussion going, or if you just want to ask me a question, send it to the same email address. Again, that's asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next, it is your weekly arts report with Sarah coming in here for a little bit. And that'll be it for this week. Thank you all for tuning in to Asian Wave 101. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve. Chris with Time Boils the Rain to play us out. Until next time, everyone, take care.
等来年秋风起。